And now, live from the middle of Robin Hood country, here's Paul B. Edwards with a minor sapling and Tony Hearn with a major oak. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Thick Tolo.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Murderers Are Optimists. Get away. You're listening to Chop Tops underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
And if you had any idea how interesting our conversations were while the music's being played, a fantastic conversation about how long we've had our mics. That was Murderers Are Optimists. They are alt-rock from Hastings, Tony. We're getting down on the Hastings recently. We haven't played Hastings now, Murderers Are Optimists. Great track to open the show this week. What is Murderers Are Optimists' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/murderers are optimists.
Simple as that. Facebook.com/murderers are. Now, ooh. Actually, I wonder whether they've done this on purpose. It's murderers are optimists. I just noticed. M-U-R-D-R-E-R-S. I wonder whether that was accidental. Because I've copied and pasted that. Now I'm confused.
Well, what is their name? Is their name spelled right or is their name spelled wrong?
I don't know now. I'm going to have to Google it. Oh, Murderers Are Optimists.
We need to know these things, don't we? You know, these young bands are like, with dropping the letters and the shenanigans.
Let's see, I'm going to spell it their way.
We don't like shenanigans.
I don't like bad spelling. No, they're not. They're Murderers Are Optimists, but their Facebook page is...
Murderers.
Murderers, yeah. It's like, oh dear, Murderers
Are Optimists.
Good job I noticed that. It means you don't get the point, Tony.
Okay.
Facebook.com/MURDERERS are optimists. Pulling the internet one, Tony Neal, I'll tell you what, if you type Murderers Are Optimists anywhere on the internet, you do actually find the band. Because I was thinking you might find some shit you really shouldn't. But you do find the band, so fair enough, we got there in the end. Pulling the internet one, Tony Neal. And we will play more from them if we get it. If you've got a joke or poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Type your email, comedy subs, joke, poem, comedy for poems. So that quickly, because we've had a poem from Jeff. Let's hear his thing.
Don't keep the boys called Jeff.
so proud of that.
It's excellent.
Jeff sent us a poem, Tony. Mm-hmm. Now, we will be talking about the German elections later on.
Okay.
But anyway, Jeff's poem. Hey, if you got anything, got a poem for me, email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Tighten your email, Poetry Corner. That's what Jeff does. And Jeff says, I'm embarrassed to be an American. It used to be okay. We were always loud and obnoxious and had to have our say. But now we're run by fascists and freedom slips away. Because I'm smart and witty, I could be a Brit. If I was better at drinking, Ireland could fit. I'd even be a Frenchman, though we know most are shit. I could try for Canada. Polite's the way to be. Maybe go to India, but I don't like their tea. I need to become a British citizen, so Tony, please marry me. Open brackets, I wanted to ask Paul, but he's too masculine. Close brackets. Seriously, it sucks here. Jeff, right?
Wow.
He's not being a very proud American this week.
I didn't see that coming.
I've got a few issues with this poem. One of them is that he maybe moved to India, but he doesn't like their tea. I think that's rather sweeping, right? Because there's lots of different sorts of tea in India. For example, Labsang Souchong. Right? They've got all sorts of teas going on, and I don't believe for one second he wouldn't find the sort he likes.
Right.
And that's what I'm taking from that poem. I agree with everything else.
The marriage proposal's fine then.
You're fine with that, yeah.
It's just the tea.
Yeah, the only thing that worries me really is the tea.
Right.
I'm not surprised at all that he's asking to marry him.
This tea's pretty, pretty worried.
Okay.
Excellent.
I would have made an appalling woman. I've thought about this quite a lot. I mean, I make an appalling man. But I have thought about this from time to time. What would it have been like if I'd been... I'll tell you what, let's hear Jeff's thing first. So proud of that. Excellent. I think we'll talk about my ideas about whether... what I would have been like as a woman later on in the show, right? Because we don't want people to stop listening after one song. Two tracks in a row now. Stay tuned for The Kaiser Killers. Written down on your notes as Kaiser Killers, Tony, but it's The Kaiser Killers. First, though, a band called Gone Feral. Now, we played them the other week, I think. They are Leicester Punk and New Wave. Are they the band that you did a gig with?
No, they haven't, no.
They've come by Dammit Records. Described as a male-female four-piece, blah, 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 and all that. However, the track we're about to play, which I believe is either a new single or the new track, or was a track from the new album, I'm not sure exactly. I think this sounds like them reworking, an Elastica reworking of a Stranglers song.
Oh.
It's kind of No More Heroes-y, but done differently, and done differently again. Twice removed. I don't need to complicate things as much as I do, but there you go. What is Gone Feral's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/GoneFeral.
Facebook.com/people/4/1000840864116. Why is that, Tony?
That's a default URL, I think.
That was a default URL. Anyway, type in Gone Feral to that there Facebook and you will find them. Poorly the internet too. Tony Neil, stay tuned for the Kaiser Killers. This is Change.
Yeah.
wank stain on the duvet of society.
It's an immediacy now, the tender glare of television. Crippled by your sub-obsessional weight of indecision. You're reaching top by lying, you're constant wheeling, dealing. You've gone and done it now, you seem to butt and chilling. I wonder how you manage when your life is such a mess. Only as a product of your want and carelessness. Exacerbated by the worries others have of you.
Listen to Panic Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Kaiser Killers track called Saints Preservers. They got, I'll tell you what, they have got a great history. You should go on their website, which is
the kaiserkillers.com.
It's kaiserkillers.uk.
oh,
k-a-i-s-e-r killers.uk. and great website, really good read. And actually, on the quotes about, I read an interview with them where they said, "What have you got your three favourite quotes you've ever got about the band?" And one of the quotes is from us.
Oh.
When I said they are basically from rock and roll. And they are. You see, all these guys have been in so many different bands, done so many different things. A great bunch of people sent us a great email through asking us, would you like to play this song? And yes, I would. So I did. Saints Preservers. What a great track. Probably been set three, Tony Mill, sadly. And we will play more Kaiser Killers, or the Kaiser Killers, if and when we get it. Now, have you got any Facebook comments?
No.
Oh, fuck's sake.
Yeah, it's going quiet. I know. If you're on Facebook, please don't forget, do leave us a message. Facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, do leave us a comment. It's one to last week's show, drop it in the group. Just, yeah, it's, we know it's gotten quiet, but please let us know if you leave us a comment. That'd be very nice. Thank you.
Yeah, so we haven't got any. We're so not here with the thing.
Well.
But I have heard from Joe Daniels about a very interesting story involving Emma Raducanu.
Hear me now. Emma Raducanu, right? Emma Raducanu, Emma Raducanu, Emma Raducanu, ey.
Emma Raducanu, hear me now. Emma Raducanu, hear me now. Emma Raducanu, right?
Emma Raducanu, Emma Raducanu, Emma Raducanu, right?
Hear me now.
Now, when this link first came through, what I thought was it was going to be a light-hearted thing that I've been on the verge of doing an Emma Raducanu piece, because she's gone out of her last five tournaments in the first game. She's lost the last five matches, right? And I thought, Yabu sucks. How the fuck did she win the US Open when she was 18? Were all the other tennis players having a nap, right? And no, it's serious. And actually, Joe, thanks for sending the link, but I'm not being funny about Emma Raducanu this week, because she's picked up a second stalker, right?
Oh, okay.
And whereas the first one was invading her privacy, going around her house and leaving presents for her, and things were getting a bit weird and all that several years ago, this one is a bloke who has been showing up to every single tournament, sitting on the front row and staring at her and freaking her out. He's a proper full-on stalker. And stalkers do not know they are stalkers. They don't accept they are stalkers. They think what they're doing is normal. The reason I do care about this is that I have had one myself, and not pleasant, right? So I actually, for once, am doing a straight bit, Tony. In that, I hope Emma Raducanu is all right. I hope she recovers from this latest setback. And this guy has now been banned from all lawn tennis matches, all WTA matches around the world. So I don't think he'll be going to any more tournaments and seeing her at them. But, you know, you don't know what'll happen after that. So anyway, I just hope she's all right. And I'm sure you do too, don't you, Tony?
I do. I did hear this story, yeah, because she put it in tears, didn't she? It's a shit story. Awful.
Having a stalker is awful. So thank you, Joe, for the link. I'm sorry it maybe did turn out the way, but I've actually put in some notes here. We're not always funny, suggesting we ever are.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's hear Simon Houlihan's triumphant sting.
Emma Raducanu, right?
It really is good, isn't it? That
it's excellent.
It really is good. I mean, the thing is, if she heard it, I reckon it'd cheer her up. Maybe probably. Take a mind of things.
Yeah.
I might send her an email.
I'll just
title it in capital letters. I am not a stalker.
That's what stalkers always say, though, isn't it?
On the off chance she might open it. All right, let's play another track then. Spider, Tony.
Okay.
They are proper punk rock from Long Beach, California. There's no other way to describe them. You're going to find out why. They have a new EP out. This is one of the tracks off it. And actually, there's a band playing at the end of the show that have got a new EP out as well. And I momentarily thought I'd got confused with the two of them, but it's just coincidence. Anyway, great new EP. We're actually playing the title track off it. The EP is called Deathmatch. What is Spider's Bandcamp page?
Spiderbandcamp.com?
No, Spider 5. That's the numeric 5.
Oh.
Spider5.bandcamp.com. So they must have had four goes it, at least, before they got there. Spider5.bandcamp.com, probably the internet for Tony Neil. This is Deathmatch.
Escape that change. I did something right. I walked a year.
you're listening to GG All-Stars underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with Beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Spider Deathmatch. Find out more. Spider5.bandcamp.com. Did you do anything last week?
So mostly it was work. Then supposed to be, on Saturday was supposed to be in the studio with the babies. That got cancelled very late on in the week. I think basically we get a good offer, cheap. We get special rates at the recording studio. But I think the deal is if some other punter comes in paying proper money, then it's bye bye babies.
You're like the charity shops,
pretty much.
Aren't you? That they get free rent until someone shows up to pay it, and then they just have to close.
That's right. It means the Mognitz babies
are the charity shops of punk rock,
pretty much. Yeah, exactly. But it was nice to have the day off instead. But then on Saturday night, I was going to go out for curry after recording, but so I still did that because it was Mario's birthday.
Oh, yeah, right, because I was going to say you could have gone to Whitey 1 o'clock.
Yeah, so if I wasn't doing that, I would have gone. But I was doing the curry, so that was last night. And this morning, Sunday morning, went to the Pamcahole practice, the wedding band that we're in. It was a lot better this time. We knew the songs a lot better. So it's shaping up. Two practices
Alky
in.
Alky Pam.
Yeah. It was good fun, but it's fucking early. It's like 10 o'clock in the morning on Sunday.
Man,
it's not right.
It's not right. Yeah, but that's all that Pam stuff. They're too clean living, that lot.
They really are. But apart from that, that was about it. It was a heavy work week. And then a fun weekend. How was your week?
Reacher is back.
He is.
Yes. In Prime. I've obviously binged the first three, so now I've got to wait ages for the next one.
Yeah.
Absolutely loving it. If you've never read any Jack Reacher before or never watched the Amazon series before, watch them. They're just great. It's great. I take it you're enjoying it, are you?
Yeah, I only watched the first one so far.
Oh, okay. Well,
you do end up saying, that's how I remember it. It's good though. It's really, I really enjoy it.
Yeah, very, very good. And I will just say briefly before I talk. So I watched that. Yeah. I watched that. And then on Saturday, I drove down to see my mum for a couple of hours. And then I drove over to Maidenhead to meet up with my former agent, Joss. And then we got an Uber over to Marlow to see a band called The Gentlemen of Scar and B. A Scar and Rock and Roll and New Wave kind of covers band, fronted by my mate Justin, that used to work, we talked about last week, in the pub called The Prince of Wales in Marlow. Marlow is a ridiculously posh place with ridiculously posh people. However, there are people from Marlow who were brought up in Marlow who are ordinary people, and they have clearly been penned in to The Prince of Wales because this was not a posh do at all. It was like something out of Mansfield, don't it? Was amazing.
Excellent.
I had a great night. Now, and then I drove back today, and as I was driving back, listened to Nottingham Forest lose to Newcastle United 4-3 in a quite bizarre game. But anyway, I thought I'd rather talk to you about what it would have been like if I'd been a woman.
Okay, right? Right.
So now you'd think, what would be being called Paul, if I'd been a woman, my mum would have called me Paula or Pauline. That would make sense, wouldn't it? Well, my mum told me if I'd been a girl, I would have been called Vanessa. Right. Yeah. Now, and I've got to tell you, I've thought about this, and I can tell you this, that if I'd been Vanessa B. Edwards, as a girl, I reckon I would have had no tits, no waist. I'd have had to wear a lot of makeup, and I'd have been a slag. I'd have been an absolute slag. I'd have fucked you, Tony, just to teach you a lesson. I'd have seen you wimping around a pub, not being able to talk to any women. I'd have walked up, I'd have dragged you off. I said, "You're coming back with me, son. I'm going to teach you the ways of the world." And after you'd fuck me, I reckon you'd turn homo. So how weird is that? That if I was a girl, I would fuck you and it would make you gay.
This show is really taking a direction I didn't see ever coming.
Yeah, that's something to think about. But even more interesting than that, Tone, is the Monochrome set, right? Who is this? This week's from the vaults. As you know, I sent the original track list Facebook. It had Adam and the Ants, Fat Fun.
Yeah.
A track I don't think we played before, might have done. It's a very, very old song. And Adam and the Ants never recorded, they only ever recorded the demo that I have, that I got on a thing called the Ambox many, many years ago. Great song, really good, really quick, really fast, really short song. And then, just when I was doing a bit of research into it to find out what year it came out, I noticed a version by the Monochrome Set, who I've heard of, but never really had much to do with the Monochrome Set. They were a band that passed me by, really. And it turns out Monochrome Set and Adam and the Ants have a shared history in that they were originally this other band that had Adam and Inham and a couple of guys out of Monochrome Set and one of the people out of the Ants. So they split up, this band split up, and one half of them became Adam and the Ants, the other half became Monochrome Set. And anyway, this song was co-written by Adam Ant and the guy from the Monochrome Set. So they've both done versions, but the Monochrome Set have actually recorded a studio one. So we're playing that instead. Does that all make sense?
That makes sense.
Yeah. And you can find out more about the Monochrome Set by going to their website, which is
themonochromeset.co.uk.
themonochromeset.co.uk. Brilliant. Well done, Tony. You're on the board.
Cool.
Tony 1, Point of View Internet 4. I'm going to do some research into the Monochrome Set, because after you've heard this song, you'll know why. This is Fat Fun. You're listening to Raman Mamedly. I can't even say it. Raman Mamedly underneath us right now. Azerbaijani guitar music, perfect weddings. Don't know how long it's going to stay, but it's still here. That was the Monochrome. Thanks for doing such a great job in bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Monochrome Set track called Fat Fun. Find out more at themonochromeset.co.uk. Have you got a gig for us?
I do.
That is must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
If I was a woman, I would have fucked you.
Thanks for your gigs. You have any gigs for me? Don't forget.
Do email me.
Tony@punkyradio.com. Type your email, International Gig Guide. That'd be nice. I want to know who's playing. Where are they playing? How much is it to watch them play? Would you fuck me?
Of course you would.
I'll tell you what, Tony, I would as well. Because, right, what would have happened was, I'd have dragged you back. You'd have been really excited. You wouldn't have lasted very long.
Yeah.
I was a slag, so I wouldn't have been saying where anything. I'd have got pregnant, not told you about it. 9 months later, you'd have got a phone call. And because you're a nice man, I would have insisted on maintenance, and you would have paid it because you're a nice man, a responsible human being. And I would have taken the piss. You'd have got a phone call every once in a while. He needs new shoes. Right? Everything. Oh, fuck me. I'd have used you. You've had a lucky escape, me not being a woman, I tell you.
There's all these different series and films when they're talking about the parallel dimensions and multiverse. And, you know, I wouldn't watch this one. I wouldn't watch it.
No. It'd be in black and white. It'd be gritty. It'd be gritty.
It'd be in 4:3 and it'd be black and white. And there'd be no soundtrack. It would just be lots of silence and crying.
Yeah.
And crying and wanking, of course. We all like a good cry and wank.
Well, I'm not sure anyone will be wanking over me, Tony, so they're hoping to see you naked. I've got no tits, no waist, a lot of makeup on. You know, I'm not wank material.
There you go. Right, so, gigs. This Saturday at the Northern Social in Pontefract. There's a gig, some gigs on. I think there's.
Can you get anything more Yorkshire than the Northern Social in Pontypridd?
I know.
That's fantastic.
I think we're on to play it at some point. They're booked
us. You have to take your whippets. You won't be allowed in otherwise.
Absolutely. So there's five bands. There's The Chisel, Boilermaker, Criminal Damage, On The Hoo, and Clobber.
Another one of those folk nights.
Yeah, we played a Boilermaker at Wigan. Good band. Yeah, and yeah, very oi. So it's an afternoon one. It's a 2 p.m. kickoff. 2 p.m. till 8.
Excellent.
Yeah, Northern Social. I think it looks like it says tickets are around about the £15-20 mark.
Right.
£20 in advance, £25 on the door.
£14? I'm not paying £13, Tony. Where are you going? I'm going to get £12 from not paying £11.
Exactly.
£10?
It'd be good. If anyone goes, let me know, because I'm playing at Miss End at some point. I'll get more Northern as I get up there. That'd be fine.
I might as whip it. Part of Yorkshire as well. I'm not going to be invited back to Ireland anytime soon. Yellow.
That's it for gigs, really.
So that concludes
Tony's international gig guide.
La, 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 la.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when he turned 18, Tony, I'd be saying, right, college fun, bitch.
Right, college fun, bitch. That's the title of the film.
College fun, bitch. Yeah.
College fun, bitch.
He's going to university and I can't afford it. Mind you, saying that, I'd probably get grant.
Probably.
It's very unlikely that I would have settled down over those 18 years. Very unlikely. The kids probably wouldn't actually gone either. The kids would probably have been taken off me.
You probably would have earned some money as part of some kind of China 4 documentary. You'd have been the headline on it, I think.
Maybe. I think it's more likely he would have gone through. I'm saying it's a he or she would have been a victim of the system. And would have gone through various homes and foster parents completely out of control. But with the sensitive side, because you see, it's half you, isn't it?
Yeah.
You would have been the saving grace. The thing that stopped him ending up with a life of crime was his dad's genes. Because mum, obviously, I'd have been actively encouraging him to shoplift fags.
No teeth, no tits. A story of Vanessa. Vanessa's story. No teeth,
I think
no
I would
tits.
Have had teeth in that year.
Oh, do you reckon?
That dimension, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I reckon I kept hold of my teeth.
Right.
In that dimension. But thanks for adding that. I mean, I thought I'd put myself down enough. You've got to twist the fucking knife, haven't you? Right. Oh. Let's play another song.
Okay.
The Bad Wires, Tony. I'll tell you, we're taking a little bit of a turn here. Brilliant. Blues-infused indie punk sort of thing from Manchester. I love this track. What is The Bad Wires Facebook page?
Facebook.com/TheBadWires.
Facebook.com/profile.php?id=61556124727398 and knlbextid-lqq.j4d. What is that, Tony?
That's a deal.
That's a default URL. You know what? They don't give a fuck. Paulie B on internet. 5, Tony 1.
Yeah, I think so.
This is The Bad Wires, Wisecracks.
I spent all my money surfing promiscuous beds. Nothing done worthwhile to keep me in good stead. Acting evil, can evil, wearing sunglasses in church. The devil leaves me just the same, he's left me in the lurch. And I'm two wisecracks away. We'll
still listening to The Upsetters underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Bad Wires, Wisecracked. Speaking of Upsetters, this will upset you. I know, in this alternative dimension where I've had your child and everything's gone wrong and the kid's in care, I worked out how I'd die. Do you know how I'd die?
No.
I'd get accidentally knocked down by you in your huge, super amazing Rolls-Royce car type thing. You wouldn't have meant it. I'd have been running away from the pimp, right? And I'd have gone down on my heel and fallen into the road, and like, next thing you know, me head's under your wheel.
Accident? Would it?
I'd say an accident.
Would it?
Yeah. I don't think you'd have done it on purpose.
Right. But I don't know, that other Tony in that other dimension might have a meaner streak than me. He's had a harder life, let's face it.
Well, he has, yeah, because I've had his child. So, anyway, you doing anything this week? Other than maybe having some therapy after this show?
Yeah, deleting any film that's got multiverse on any of my playlists. Don't really. Work related mostly. Nothing much else going on. No, I was supposed to be doing a gig, but that got cancelled because our drummer couldn't do it, or our ex-drummer. That was supposed to be this Friday.
It's one way not to do it, isn't it? Leave.
Yeah. So that's it, isn't it? Just work.
Yeah, a bit boring this week. What are you up to?
I'm staying in bed, I'm knackered. No, right, so should we play two songs?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right then. Stay tuned for the Spackles, but first, now I'm calling them Trez Kings because I think the main guy in the band is called Wes King, so it's probably Trez Kings rather than Trey Kings. T-R-E-S space K-I-N-G-S, Trez Kings. They are a Margate three-piece, Tony, and there is a great intro to this track. You know how I like a really ridiculous intro to a song, and I will quote that one by the Chives when he goes, and also just that by the Devil.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, yeah.
This is another beauty. You're going to love the start to this track. It's absolutely great. They recorded this, or they rehearsed that. Is it the Albion Rooms or something in Margate, which is where Libertines? I don't know whether it was their thing or they used to hang out there. It's a bit Libertinesy.
Okay.
Fucking great. I love this song. And I'm calling it Trez. What is Trez King's website?
TrezKings.com.
It is. No, it's not. It's TRESKINGS, TrezKings.co.uk. All of the internet, six, Tony Wan. And this is, and listen out for the intro, Scuba Diver.
Scuba Diver. A box of cider, a little live nut. Get them laid and sleep beside them. He's under.
5 seconds too long. It's like that can be cut out.
Which bit? Which bit?
The bit before he mums on about stuff. It's just 5 seconds too long.
Snickerdoodles.
Dr. Crippen, how do you do?
You're listening to Dead 60s underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Spackles, a track called Dr. Crippen. That has been played on a lot of radio stations in the States over the last month. It's been out for a while. I had to hold it back for a few weeks because we were doing other things, you know, so we've got it on now. That's come via Rumbar Records. Hey, Tolo to Malibu Lou. And also to The Spackles. I really do like them. What is The Spackles Facebook page?
Facebook.com/The Spackles.
It is. Facebook.com/THESPACKLES. The Spackles, Tony. 2, Paulie V on the internet. 6. And I just wonder, as a postscript to the unravelling narrative of our alternative universe, Tony,
yeah,
that I wonder if at my funeral you would show up, you'd be there, you'd shed a single tear. A single tear would gently cascade down your cheek. And then you'd turn round, you'd throw a bunch of notes at my pimp who was hiding behind the tree, and then you'd get into your private helicopter and fly off to Tony's Playboy Mansion.
Well, it's one way to go, isn't it?
Right.
There's also a certain pissing on the grave, because again, this Tony in the dimension, though, he's had a hard life, and he could turn, you know.
Yeah, I don't think many people would be at the funeral, by the way. I think it would be a miserable affair. It would be raining.
Yeah.
And there's like, oh, just fill it in, will you?
I don't know. I think you would have got internet famous at one point with the, you know, no teeth, no tits, Vanessa story behind you.
Going with the no teeth bit, Tony. I think that's really, you know, that's the bit that's upset me.
that's the bit, is it? gone too far, Tone. Gone too far.
Yeah, you've gone too far, Tone.
Oh, dear.
Let's try and save it. Have you got a twat?
I do.
Let's hear the thing. Twat! Shiny elbows.
It was indeed.
What you got?
loads of things. Thanks for your twat nominations. If you have a twat for me, do email me tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. This is the last twat I have of the twat log, so I do need more. I haven't had one in weeks, so let me know your gigs. Not your gigs, your twats. This is from Stiv.
Egg Tolos, Stiv, or should I say Timo?
He's an Egg Tolo Tony. On his first day in office, Donald Trump commuted the prison sentences of 14 violent criminals on the January 6th attempted coup and pardoned all the rest of the 1,500 charged with crimes for the attempted takeover of the capital. These included people who physically assaulted police officers. As many as 5 people died from this attack. Trump was charged but never brought trial for starting this insurrection, so he evaded any punishment for his role in this, and now he has pardoned all the people who broke into the US Capitol, beat police officers, took dumps on Congress people's desks. Due to this pardon, none of them will ever
pay... A bit unnecessary.
A little bit. None of them will ever pay the consequences for their actions. The president is supporting rioters and thugs. I hate to see what happens next. Next time he needs a goon squad to intimidate people he does not agree with, since he can tell someone to do something and he'll pardon them the next day. Since all these tracks come through, he's not got any better, really.
No, he's only getting worse. But you know, though, I think he's not the first president to do this sort of thing. I think lots of presidents find ways to pardon a few people that have helped them climb the greasy pole. And in Trump's case, you know, he is effectively looking after his mates, isn't he?
Yeah.
I'm not saying we're not going to twat him. I'm just saying I understand why he did that.
Yeah, because he's an arsehole.
Well, yeah, but I think most people in his position would have done the same thing. But you've got to be a twat to get yourself in that position in the first place. You know, I'm not defending him. I'm just saying I can understand why he did it, you know.
Oh, no, it makes absolutely perfect logical sense.
Yeah. Unlike most of the things he does.
Fuck.
The world is... I'm glad I'll be dead soon.
Yeah.
I think. I don't need a rise of fascism in my lifetime.
Yeah. Not glad we haven't got kids. We've got no real anything invested in this world.
Well, I have. Fine. In another dimension.
Yeah, well, yeah. Well, maybe in that one the left's took over. I don't know. Who knows? Crazy things, multiverse.
Yeah.
Strange things happen. This is fine.
The entire United Kingdom might have been taken over by the cleaners.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. All we do know is we're going to twat Donald Trump again. For pardoning the January 6th rioters, Donald Trump from Washington, D.C. is a twat.
Right, one last. Oh, let's hear the thing.
Yeah.
Is a twat. One last track this week. Infamous Stiffs, Tony.
Ooh.
Southern Californian punks with a new 6-track EP out. You can see the confusion here. We've had 2 American Californian punk bands, each with a new EP out. But this one's called the Ornery 6, O-R-N-E-R-Y, and then the numeric 6. And this is my favourite track from it. I don't think it's the lead track, but it was my favourite one. What is Infamous Stiffs' Bandcamp page?
InfamousStiffs.bandcamp.com.
Simple as that. InfamousStiffs.bandcamp.com. InfamousStiffs.bandcamp.com. Tony 3, Paul of the Internet 6, Loose Screws. We'll be right back. That's about the size of it for this week. That was Infamous Stiffs and Loose Screws. Find out more infamousstiffs.bandcamp.com. Just before you tell people some other ways they can listen to the show, Tony, I've got one last question for you about this whole emerging narrative on this week's show.
Yeah.
Do you think there's a single dimension in our multiverse where I do have teeth?
Well, it's infinite, isn't it? So, yeah. Probably not.
Yeah, probably not. Yeah, I know. It's the one thing you're going to know. It doesn't matter where you are. So there could be a dimension.
Yeah.
People live on tender stem broccoli, and I just die of starvation.
Yeah. There's a nexus, isn't it? It's like there's infinite possibilities, but there's normally a nexus event, which is like the one thing that's like common right. in all dimensions. And that's I'm saying like that's lack of teeth.
It's fucking cancer. Mentioned a couple of ways people can listen to this thing.
Check our website. I'm happy with that. Check our website at punkyradio.com. Latest shows on the front page. Still laughing. You can find stations online like punkyradio.com, radioandro.se, radiohoaxing.com. If you are down with the fire, you can find us on the Spotify.
Spotify.
App in the podcast section. Also Amazon Music, a podcast thing. Get yourself an extra device. She'll sort it out. This is a skill. And she also doesn't have teeth.
Yeah, and as we're on the subject now, that I have no teeth in any universe in the multiverse. We can guarantee that in pretty much all of them, I would be trying to find Pam Ayres to give her a fucking shit. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poo.
But you can't, yeah.